The children of Israel received God's forgiveness for their sin of idolatry because of Moses' intercession, and the covenant between God and his people was restored. The Lord commanded Moses to prepare a sanctuary in the desert so that he could dwell among his people. The Lord told his servant that this dwelling place was to correspond in every detail to the plan that God had shown him on the mountain. The sanctuary, or tabernacle, would be the place of meeting between God and man, as the tent of meeting had been up to that time. So Moses said to the people, "We must now build a tabernacle for the Lord. When I was on the mountain, God showed me the plan. Will all those who wish to give materials for the tabernacle come to me? You may bring gold, silver, bronze, and precious stones. We will need blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, fine linen, goat hair, ram skins dyed red, and hides of sea cows, as well as acacia wood, olive oil for the lampstand, and spices for the anointing oil and the fragrant incense. All who are skilled among you are to come and make everything the Lord has commanded." The Israelites responded wholeheartedly and brought to Moses the gold, silver, and precious stones they had been given when they left Egypt, and all the other things that were needed. Those who had acacia wood, ram skins, and hides of sea cows brought them as an offering to the Lord. Every skilled woman spun blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, fine white linen, and materials of goat hair. The Israelites brought spices and olive oil for the light, for the anointing oil, and for the fragrant incense. All those who gave willingly brought to the Lord freewill offerings for the work the Lord had commanded them to do. God had chosen two master craftsmen to do the work. God gave them skill to carry out all the work that needed to be done, and also the ability to teach others, so that they would have competent workers to help them. Capable women spun and wove the fabrics for the tabernacle, while the men made the boards of acacia wood, the crossbars, and the posts, which they overlaid with gold. Then the boards were placed upright, next to each other, to form a golden partition. Each board had two silver bases, or sockets, to hold it in place. Crossbars, overlaid with gold, were slipped through golden rings to keep the boards straight. In this way, they made a rectangular room overlaid with gold, roughly 15 meters long, 5 meters wide, and 5 meters high. The room had only three walls. The fourth side, to the east, which was the entrance to the tabernacle, was protected by a thick curtain woven of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and finely twisted linen. It was hung on 5 posts of acacia wood, overlaid with gold, which were placed on 5 bronze sockets. The tabernacle had 4 coverings to protect it. These came down on 3 sides over the golden walls. The first and finest covering was made of curtains of finely twisted linen and blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, with cherubim worked into them by a skilled craftsman. The curtains were fastened together with gold clasps. This covering formed the ceiling of the tabernacle. Over it was laid a stronger covering made of curtains of goat hair, and then a protection of ram skins dyed red. Over that was placed an outer covering of hides of sea cows to protect the sanctuary from bad weather. These were held in place by ropes and bronze tent pegs. The interior formed a large room which was divided into two parts by a heavy curtain called the veil. This inner curtain was made, like the outer one, of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and finely twisted linen, with cherubim worked into it. It was hung on 4 posts of acacia wood, overlaid with gold, that were placed on 4 silver bases. The area in front of the veil, where only the priests were allowed to enter, was called the holy place. This occupied 2/3 of the interior. The other third, behind the veil, was called the Most Holy Place, or Holy of Holies. Here only the high priest was allowed to go, and that on only one day in the year, the Day of Atonement. Next episode, the tabernacle's furniture.